7:34 a.m. I sound terrible. 7:34 a.m. Good morning. It's Monday morning, September the 12th, 2016. This is going to be one of those mornings where I have to consider each word carefully, because I'm just as likely to say squirrel. So, Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. Wow. You know, I have been to some conventions. I went to a lot of educational technology conventions. I went to a lot of disability access conventions. I've been to a lot of fan conventions. I don't know that I have been to a convention in a while, rather a long while, where I've found quite so much energy. And it could be just because I'm getting older and energy is interesting but occasionally tiring. So I might be more aware of it. There were no drunken revelry into the early hours of the morning. By 11 o'clock I was played. I really didn't have much opportunity to abuse alcohol, which is sort of too bad, but did have a couple beers. I did sample some locally manufactured peach habanero whiskey, which was delicious. It was also incredibly strong. A gift for the long awards banquet dinner, and there was quite a lot of it in the glass, and after 2.5 hours I still hadn't finished it, and I felt bad leaving half a finger in the bottom of the glass, but you know what, I can live with feeling bad. I wasn't sure I could live with finishing it. But it was good. It was so tasty. I don't know where to start with talking about the con. What happened at the con stays at the con. There were some interesting happenings. I met an awful lot of interesting people, some of whom may be tuning in this morning for the very first time. I did talking about my morning walk. Last Friday was 1,195 walks and talks. That was a pretty big number. We talked a lot about the use of things like podcasts and Facebook and other kinds of media channels to reach out to an audience, to help find an audience, to help grow an audience, to take inspiration from your audience, which is what I do. I still am a little bit puzzled by why people listen to this podcast to begin with. But years ago, Helen H. Madden explained it to me in that it's because a lot of you are just fans of my writing, many of you are also writers. And because I'm just a guy, I just, do what I can. And it's sort of, if this schmuck can do it, then maybe I can too. And I think so. So I met a lot of really interesting people, a lot of interesting people, heard about a lot of interesting books. Most of the people who were talking about their books were people who were trying to get ready to go to their pitch sessions so they could try to find an agent who would represent them in an attempt to sell their book to a publisher. And that's an interesting mindset. I sort of understand it. I did tend to hang with indies over the weekend, just because I can't do anything for somebody who's pursuing traditionally published work. So a lot of people who are looking for those kinds of networking opportunities aren't going to really be talking to me. I did talk to a lot of people about what self-publishing is, what it could be, what it might be, to give them an idea of how it works, how it doesn't work, because there's a lot of misinformation about how it works that's actually not really correct. Oh, geese. It's the season. There's some more. It must be fall. I'm seeing geese on my walk. I'm also wearing an extra shirt because it's kind of chilly out here this morning. 60 degrees. It's a sunny day with just a bit of scattered cloud. It's quite lovely. I really did not want to walk this morning. My body is saying, dude, you walked enough this weekend to last you for a year. And I did walk a lot, and I talked a lot. I didn't do something that I normally do when I go to cons. I didn't eat a lot. Many of the meals were provided with a ticket. Many of the meals were hotel banquet meals. The complimentary continental breakfast provided a lot of coffee, but they took it away early, which was kind of a pain. Okay, come on, move. Get out of my way. Honest to God, people. But they did have water all day. That was good, because it was hot. It was humid in the hotel. I'm sure the air conditioning was going full blast. Every once in a while, I'd walk past one of the vents and get a little cool air on me. But yeah, it was hot in the hotel. There were only 400 people. It seemed much larger. Of the 400 people, 130 were first-time attendees. It was a significantly large bump that the coordinators were going, whoa. And a lot of the first-time attendees were people like me, who I've been a member for 5 years, but I've never gone to the convention because it's always been about agents and pitching and publishers and how to write a good query letter, and there's a few craft, how to write a good character. I don't really want to go hear somebody talk about how to write a good character, how to write character flaws, avoiding the Mary Sue. Yeah, and then the rest of it is all pitching and editors and your elevator pitching and your one line, one page, one line, one paragraph, one page tools for selling. Yeah, fine. You know, I'm sure there's a place for that in someone's strategy. It's just, it really doesn't have much of a place in my strategy. Either that, or I've already developed it to the point where I do it without even thinking about it, which is one of the things that I discovered over the weekend. In talking to people about different kinds of mechanics involved, it's like I do stuff without even thinking about it because it's second nature. In January 12th, 2017, which is not that far away, I've been at this for 10 years. Which doesn't seem possible, really. On the other hand, it seems like such a long time ago, and I think 2007, holy crap. And Wired has finally decided that fiction podcasting has finally come into the fold. It's finally becoming a thing, which a lot of us laugh about. Tim Morris has a nice infographic for 50 fiction podcasts that have existed before 2010. You know, you do what you do, you punt on the rest, and try not to play too many comparison games. Monk Post. So, yeah, I had a good time. I had a... It was interesting to go as a first timer to hear the words of wisdom for the people who've been attending the con for a while, to hang out with the other people who have just barely begun to crawl out into public as writers and have attended now their first writer convention. That actually was my first writing convention. I do a lot of fan cons, but that was my first writing convention ever, and the first time that I attended Colorado Gold. So I was in fact a newcomer, a new first timer, and at the awards banquet, I was awarded with my pen to signify that I was in fact a published author, to honor the fact that I had a book. People who publish their first book from now on and who are members of IPAL, the subgroup of the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers involved in self-publishing. They will get a pen going forward. This is the second year they awarded pens. It's the first year that I have been both a member of IPAL and a at the convention where they could make the award. So I got my pen award. I also got a little recognition award for all the volunteer work that I've been doing over the year, and working with the conference coordinators and trying to find ways that I can help contribute to the success of the convention, of Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers in general, and with the IPAL group in particular. And I have to say, it's been fun. It's been rewarding. I was enjoying the rewards long before I got the awards. And so now, yeah, like with any con, now I'm stoked. Now I want to get back and get doing stuff, and I need to get some breakfast. I may need to rest today. Just judging from the sound of my voice and the drainage in my lungs and the fact that last night was the first night since Thursday, or maybe Wednesday, that I got a good night's sleep. The The hotel is situated on what is a new light rail spur in Denver. And before they can open it for passenger traffic, the Transportation Safety Board, Federal Transportation Safety Board, National, whatever it is, NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board, has to do some testing. And so all night, all day, around the clock, about every hour and a half, 2 hours, a train, a light rail train, ran over those tracks, right past the hotel, blowing its whistle, rumbling along. The hotel thoughtfully provided earplugs, which I actually didn't notice that were in the bathroom until the morning. And by the second night, I was just too tired to even bother with it. I just fell into bed. I actually set an alarm to wake me because I knew I would sleep longer than I could afford in the morning, because I knew I would not sleep solidly through the night. Last night, I slept solidly through the night. I went to bed at 9 o'clock and crawled out at about 6. I've had 3/4 of a cup of coffee. I need some food. I've got an appointment at 9. I need to make a grocery run. I need to go to the bank. I need to do some run around errands today. I need to try to get back into a groove that resembles something like real life. Good morning. Good morning. Big fun in the grass this morning, huh? Lady with a couple of puppies who are very interested in whatever that is in the grass over there. They're not going to go until they're done. I know a lot of dogs this morning. Pastorius. Okay, the sun is warm. I will put that in. I have to unbutton this shirt because while it was, it made the early walk comfortable, it's making the later walk less so. So I sold a few books. That wasn't very many. 8, 9 maybe. I went to the book signing. I had a table at the book signing. It was quite exciting. It was also very loud. I won't be doing that again. It was a big ballroom filled with tables. Everybody got 3 feet of table, and there were limited spaces, so not everybody at the con who was an author was able to actually get a table. But as an iWOTY finalist, I was privileged to be one of the first 6 tables assigned. And Nina Els at Who Else Books took such good care of us all weekend long. She had all of these authors. You know, there's 400 authors. And while a lot of them aren't published, a lot of them are. With a book or two. She was giving me crap about the length of the catalog that I brought to display. And she, you know, I was getting ready to check out, and she had to find my slip. And it's like, see, look, everybody else has these little slips. And she holds up about a third of a sheet of paper with one title on it. This is what other people look like. And she pulls out my sheet. It's a full 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper with a big grid on it showing my books. And this is you. She says, honestly, I'm still trying to get through quarter share. You have to slow down. She's such a sweetheart. She and Ron, I don't know. a big component of the Denver book scene are these two that I had no idea about. The booksellers who do it for the love of books and reading authors. It's very nice. They were awarded lifetime memberships in the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers because of their support for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers over the years, and how they do this in a lot of ways mind-breaking, back-breaking work so that authors can find readers. I'm honored to know them and to know that Nina knows who I am. I think Ron knows who I am too, but he's 6 foot quiet man who is completely overshadowed by a 5'2" dynamo. Anyway, I did it. I really didn't want to do it, but I did it. I'm here at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.